Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATACP Live.
Live? Yeah, that's what they tell me. They tell me it's real live.
I'm by a heater, it is because I am in a new house sitting by the furnace, and it's cold out here in the ATL for real. We got Sony Lumiere Music Publishing Company. Anika Myrick is calling in. She got dropped off. I'm waiting on her to call back in. Again, we also have at the 10 o'clock hour, D-Jazz, a very gifted jazz artist. She'll be coming in the studio as well. Talk to them both. Waiting on Anika to call back. Hopefully she knows to call back. The call got dropped, and we are waiting on her to call back in. What I will do, and I will say that it's been great being here on Blog Talk, putting down some music, talking to some crazy guests. We got the pimp coming in again. He wrote another book, so be on the lookout for that. Also, got a lot of different music guests that I've talked to over the years. Right now, we're going to get in with Anika Myrick. How you doing, dear? I got you on. You dropped off the line. By accident, I seen your number, 302-302. Anika, please talk to me.
What's going on, TAZ?
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right.
That's good. Happy New Year to you.
Oh, same to you. And it's good having you on the show. And talk to you and been knowing about you for years. You know? And finally got you on the show here. To talk about what you're doing out here in this music world. Explain your music publishing company. I think I pronounced it right. It's Sony Lumiere.
Sony Lumiere.
Yeah, okay.
Publishing. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. I got that right.
Well, a little bit about the name. It's French. It means sound and light. Came up with the name through the grace of the Most High. Wanted to incorporate music as well as the Spirit of the Lord in the name, and I came up with Sony Lumiere.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So what do you guys actually do as far as
Well, right now I make sure different artists get paid. So that range anywhere from filing copyrights to registering songs, to maybe having songs placed in like movies, films.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you do all the logistics work that's behind the scenes.
That's
and
right.
While the artists go out and just do their thing, you taking care of business back home, so
that's
to speak.
Right. That's right.
And,
and that's how it's supposed to be, you know.
And how did you get interested in doing this?
Well, it started back from when I was a young girl. I have always been into music. I started off playing the flute, and that was too easy for me, so I started playing the French horn. And then when I got into high school, I started writing the music. And then from there, I never thought I was going to do anything with the lyrics that I wrote, but I met someone who lived in the Philadelphia area, and we teamed up and started writing some stuff. And he was like, maybe you should really do something with your music. So at that point, I decided, which was in 2004, I decided to go ahead and do something with it and start my company. So here I am today. Yeah.
We have another caller on the line. I recognize this number, 4740. Speak up with your name. I know you family. Go on.
Yo, what's up, Unc? This is the one and only. It's the B to the U to the G to the Z. What's up? What's up?
This is my nephew. He used to have his own show here on Blog Talk as well. Mr. Buzz, meet Anika Myrick.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm good. Nice to meet you.
Same here.
And he does music as well, so he's like the little sidekick host every now and then when he gets time to do his thing. I want you to explain, how did you hook up with Flame, and now you guys got a song that's nominated for a Stellar Award?
A Stellar Award as well as a Grammy.
Oh, my. Let me cut back.
Well, I never actually met Flame, but one of the artists that I signed to my company, he actually worked with Flame, and from there I was able to gain credit on Flame's album because of that connection. And the client's name is Robert Barham. They call him Speedy. So he was affiliated with Cross Movement. He had a chance to actually work with several artists there, like R. Swift, The Truth.
Got a couple of their albums.
Yeah, he's actually on the Cross Movement History album that came out in 2007. So, yeah, it was through that connect that I was able to gain that exposure.
Even I got a couple of Flames CDs as well. This DJ down here that DJs for Sparky D, who I've had on my show before, I think his name is DJ Red, he gave me a whole lot of gospel CDs with gospel hip-hop, and Flame, a couple of Flame CDs was in there as well. And I also know the Cross Movement by playing the Ambassadors CD as well, too.
Yeah, he's one of their artists, that's right.
Oh, yeah. I might be old, but I got soul. I know a little.
Well, I just believe the older you are, the wiser you get, so.
Okay.
That, so.
I got a lot of wisdom. Mr. Bugs, you want to ask Anika anything before we get into this first song? I know you're blown away by the Stellar nomination and Grammy nomination.
You know what, I am blown away by the Stellar nomination, Grammy. I am. I really am. I just want to hear some music, to be totally honest with you.
Okay. Explain this first song, Anika, It's You.
Well, It's You is actually featuring Robert Barham again. It's basically saying that the Lord is you, that we want to look up to, that we want to run to in times of trouble, basically. So it's actually like an R&B song, but it's for the Lord.
Okay, cool. It's you on ATAZP with Anika Myrick in the house and Mr. Buzz.
much we need a law and a savior. Let's get it. J-E-S-U-S-T is more powerful than the whole U.S. is. Can't do them like Judas did, cause if I did, that'd be what foolish is. I don't need all the fancy cars, I don't need to win the Grammy Award, Lord, I need you. Cause when I'm low, I need a battery charge. All the Grammy on the wall to offer me will be feeble. I need you like a coat in the wintertime. You're always faithful, sure been a friend of mine. I love your table, oh, like it's dinner time. Grace on the plate, I sure got a sinner's mind. You bring life, I presume we're dying. Now I'm falling behind you like a funeral line. Never knew what love was, but sending a son was a beautiful sign. Yeah. It's like VIP, only better though. Oh, not feeling compared to, not even that feeling when you get a new hat, dude. He's bad, dude, if you're still alive. The perfect opportunity to spill the God say, I need you to get the props and praise. And if I stop you, the rock of ages, I attest to. Nothing you made was crop the pace. The creation's jaw dropping amazing. We imitate you. We need you just to see our way. Jesus Christ is our VIA, cause we all gotta get ready for the bridegroom to come. We're kinda like the fiance.
W-A-T-A-Z-P, y'all, J-B.
my cousin, our cousin, me and Mr. Buzz's cousin, J-Bug, who does gospel hip-hop as well, putting that drop down. Anika, it's you.
That's right. I want to give a shout out to Wendell Sewell, who's another one of my clients who laid down the guitar track on that song.
Okay, cool.
And then he killed it, so yeah.
So your company, now, do you just specialize in gospel music, or do you specialize in R&B or jazz, anything else?
I do it all.
Okay.
But for the most part right now, gospel or hip-hop gospel, some R&B. I just signed two more clients. They both are into the secular side. They're hip-hop artists.
Okay.
And then coming up, I am about to sign someone else, and she's actually into pop. I consider her the next Jessica Simpson. So that should be a delight for 2009.
And you are still writing?
Yes.
Do you write R&B, or do you write hip-hop? Wait a minute. Don't say you write it all. Like you just got to say, we do it all. Now, if you say you write it all, wow, I'm going to be wow.
Well, for the most part, I can write pop and R&B. I could do some rap lyrics, but I do have other people that I can actually pull to do that for me if I need to. So.
And they're part of your company as well, the writers and whatnot?
Right, yes.
Okay, cool. Mr. Buzz, I know you got to say something.
I was really feeling that last track, for real. I was really feeling that. You know, it blew my mind. What could I say?
So, Anika, what do you see yourself going forward in the year 2009? You are still steady on the grind, or you got some big things planned later on in the year?
Well, basically, I'm ready to get the ball rolling. I can't wait to February 8th. That's when I find out if Flame won his Grammy or not. And if he does, I mean, that would be a major accomplishment. Robert Barham, he's actually doing a press conference meeting on the 29th, so that should be fun.
Okay, cool.
And besides that, it's like four different artists coming out with different CDs, so I mean that's actually more exposure for my company. I'm just basically out here to help everybody. I mean, one of my slogans is helping people one day at a time, and that's basically what I do. If you need help, I'm gonna help you.
I'm gonna later on talk to you and submit some beats to you, see if any of the artists is feeling any of the beats that I've done, so
okay,
we'll be talking backstage, if there is a backstage on radio, about that.
Okay, that's what's up.
Explain the song "Don't Stop."
The song "Don't Stop," it is for the younger crowd, I should say. But when people listen to it, they tend to like it no matter what age they are. It's basically geared toward the ladies. It's like, don't stop doing what you're doing. If you want to look fly every day, don't stop doing that. If you want to ride around with TVs in your truck, don't stop doing that. I mean, that's what the song basically is. So, and I actually had a chance to sing background on this one.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I'm listening hard now. this is the artist that's actually doing it is Ricky P. Am I correct?
That's correct, yes.
Don't stop.
Don't stop. The proudest and little things, the Gucci, the Apple chain. Hey, hey. Don't stop, don't stop. Hey, hey. Standing on the bus, stepping on your love.
Present it to another artist and sell it, then so be it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and,
I do.
You know, we both get to hook up. So, yeah, I'm sending you two of them right quick, fast. give your information out so the people know if anybody, you know, want to get with you, be one of your clients, how do they connect with you, your information?
Well, they can actually reach me on MySpace. You can actually type my name in, Anika Myrick. I would spell my company name out, but it's kind of long.
Go on, spell it, because these are people that need spelling. Spell.
Okay. It's Sonae, S-O-N-E-T, L-U-M-I-E-R-E, Music Publishing. You can actually email me at SonaeLumiereMPC@AOL.com, or you can call me at 302-898-3045.
Well, Anika, I'm glad that you came on, and I'm glad this revelation of you singing. Whoa. It's been holding out. Yeah. I know what's going on. I mean, I knew you wrote lyrics. I know you love music just like I do, but wait a minute. You're going to put the mic in front of you. Move that paperwork to the side. You, after a while, you can pay somebody else to do what you do. You're talking
well,
you
ultimately, that may be the goal, but
yeah,
right now I'm serious
about how to take that one. I do send it to you. I'm going to be writing that in the enclosed message. Mr. Buzz,
sure
you want to say anything?
I will do something with it.
Mr. Buzz, you want to say anything to Anika before she goes out?
It was definitely nice meeting you, and I'm actually going to get a hold of you once my show relaunches back up. I want you on my show for real.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
And I'll be excited to be there.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up.
All
right. Well, Anika, nice talking to you, dear, and good luck in what you're doing. Like I said, them beats is on your way.
Okay, I'll be looking out for them. I'm going to check my email tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to send it right after this show.
Okay.
All right, then, dear.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
On the line, we got jazz musician extraordinaire, D. Jazz, in the building.
T-A-Z.
Hello?
T-A-Z, what's happening?
What's up, DJ? and speaking of that, how do you get that name? I know I could almost guess, but I'm going to let you say how you got the name. I could guess. I should have told you already when I talked to you earlier how you got that name, but I'm going to let you go on and explain.
Well, I'm going to tell you, and then you tell me if you were right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, my first name is Dolores. My last name is Jackson.
I was right.
But you know what? I did. I played with my first name, last name, said it over and over, and then it popped out, D-Jazz. But it turned out later on, it was revealed to me through spirit that it means divine jazz. Because that's what my lyrics reflect, spirituality and inspiration. So that's what D-Jazz means, divine jazz.
How did you start doing music? I mean, you know, anybody that's young, just coming out, just go, well, I just want to, you know, do music. And mainly it's what is popular, you know, with whatever you're hearing. And I know a lot of older folks in my time used to listen to jazz. So how did you get started in it?
Well, I tell my son, he's an up-and-coming composer himself. And I always tell them you have to listen inside. You have to listen. All the songs that I write, I ask for, I pray for. And then they come to me, and I hear the music. I actually hear the music in my head. And I tell him, because sometimes he'll sit at the keyboard and he'll pick at the keys to try to come up with a melody. I said, nope, you'll never get something good that way or as good as something that will come from within. So they come from spirit. That's where they come from.
That's cool. Because like when I was listening, I was very impressed. When I went to the MySpace page, I was like, yo, I played the first one. I agree to that. I played the second one. I concluded it. I did the third one. Now, you know, you get through the ring with me, you are winning chicken dinner, for real. And I was like, it's all over because we on the same groove. I'm feeling that key.
So all right, every
song on your MySpace joint, I was feeling.
Oh,
for real.
Thank you. Yeah,
so,
I'm really excited.
How do you come up with the titles? I asked
because I had a lot of mellow songs for the new CD, and I wanted some faster paced songs. So I asked. I said, "Okay, God, I need some upbeat tempo songs." So I'm laying in bed one morning, and then I see this graph of covering the globe in my mind. Of course, in my mind, I see this the world, right? And
yeah.
It's this graph covering the world, and then I see one section of it light up, and then it goes dark. And then another section lit up, and it went dark. And I went, oh, they're thinking love. When they think love, it lights up. And it was just, you know, kind of a thing that was going through my head while I was half asleep. So I said, oh, think love. That's a song. That's a song. Thank you, God. That's a song. So that's how it started. And then I just kind of take the title, and I kind of sing it till I get the melody that I like, you know, think love. And I knew I wanted up-tempo, so I said, okay, think love. So then the rest of the lyrics kind of just flowed, and I wrote them down, and next thing you know, I had a song.
And that's how it goes, huh?
That's how it happens. Sometimes I hear a melody, but sometimes I'll just get a title, and I'll run with that.
So what do you specialize in on the instruments that you play?
I just play the keyboard. The keyboard I have has all the instruments in it. It's a workstation. Roland XP50 is kind of outdated, but it still sounds good to me, so I still use it. Plus, I know how to work it.
Yeah, because when you jump into some new technology, it takes a minute just to get it.
Ooh, it took me 6 months to learn this puppy, and I bought this way back, 10 years ago or more than that? No, it's been longer than that. 15 years ago, I think I bought that keyboard. But, yeah, it took me 6 months to learn how to work it.
Right.
Yeah, but I just play keys. But this upcoming album, on my first album, I played all the instruments. But this upcoming album, I'm using some live musicians, a saxophone player. He's also a flute player, and he's featured on my site, the new songs I uploaded today. I Think Love and Be Here Now, he's the sax player and the flute player. His name is Clay King. Young guy, 26 years old. Awesome. Been playing sax since he was 11.
Right.
And also, I'm having a live harpist on this album. Her name is Winifred Garrett, and she actually played harp for Spike Lee, two of his films. She played in School Days, and she played in Mo Better Blues. So
hey,
I'm like, ooh, I have a famous harpist. So I am so excited about the new CD.
So, you want me to play Think Love first, since you mentioned it?
Yeah, that would be great. That's coming from the new upcoming album. It's called Music of Life.
Music of Life. Okay, we're going to play Think Love and come right back to you. DJ's in the house.
Powerful. You're listening to another TAZ production live and recorded live. I am G. Wright, host of the Heart of Love radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Visit me there, blogtalkradio.com/G. Wright, and then check me out on myspace.com/G. Wright Sing, and then visit my official website at gwrightonline.com. Again, you know what? You're listening to another TAZ production, live and recorded live.
ATAZP Live with your host TAZ, DJazz in the house. That was G Wright putting down the drop for me. Hey. DJazz, I like that song.
Thank you.
Love.
Thank you.
You are singing.
Yeah. Mhm.
Okay.
I sung it. I wrote it. I produced it. All that good stuff.
Just like Prince.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably did that too in a couple of songs. I think I have. What possesses you to write? I mean, I write too, and I know how it is for me. How do you go through a process when you put down a song, or it just comes to you?
Usually I'm inspired by something I've learned or like a breakthrough I've had in my own life, because as you notice, I write about things that are hopefully going to change people's minds about the way they look at their lives and
mm-hmm.
inspire them to make a difference in the world. So I read a lot of books about spirituality and self growth, and I get inspired by learning things about my own life, and so that's what I learn something new, I say, "Ooh, I'm going to write a song about that."
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what inspires me to write.
So what are your influences as far as music concerned? Who do you like? Who is in DJ's CD player in her ride, in her Mercedes right now?
excuse me, my Beamer.
My bad.
No, I don't have it yet right now. It's a picture on the wall.
You drive it every day in your mind.
There you go. One day it will be in the reality.
Yeah,
but,
you said think love is in existence. Yeah.
There you go. That's right. I'm going to think it into existence. There you go. You were listening. Yes. Well, actually, TAZ, my influences are old school. You know, Maze,
okay.
I came up when I was a teenager, Maze was the big thing. And Sade was happening. And Marvin Gaye, well, that was when I was in elementary school. Marvin Gaye, his lyrics from that What's Going On album just blew me away, as well as the awesome, awesome compositions.
Right.
So, and then when I was a little girl, Burt Bacharach's compositions blew me away. You know, the stuff he wrote for Dionne Warwick. Are you too young to remember that?
No, I might be a little older than you. I remember.
Oh, you remember Burt? Burt was the man.
Yeah, he was the man. It was him as a producer, for real.
Oh,
yes.
And Barry White was another influence. His composing was awesome to me. But singing, Phyllis Hyman, I know you remember her.
Yes, I do.
Ooh, loved her. And so sad, still sad about her tragic death. But, yeah, so those were my main influences growing up. And nowadays I like Indy Irie. She's in my CD player.
Yeah,
she,
I like her too.
She has some lyrics of substance. You know, I like lyrics with a message.
Okay, cool,
yeah.
Because that. You write the same way. And to be honest with you, the songs that you sent me, I did not listen to because I wanted to listen to them fresh on the show.
Okay, cool.
I mean, like I said, I've listened. I might have hit, I forgot what was on your MySpace page at the time I went through it.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones I did hit, I was feeling them all. So you got that Sade kind of sound, too. And
yeah, I've heard people say that.
Funky, smooth sound, you know what I'm saying? So, well, you can just throw your head back a little bit, but yet you're still grooving, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, I like that.
Where was Living Example? Where did you come up with that again? It was something that you learned? Or?
TAZ, I wrote that song in 1985, believe it or not.
Way back there.
And when I wrote it, I was so afraid that somebody else was going to come out with a song called A Living Example before I could. And it didn't come out until 2003. And nobody beat me to it, so I guess it was mine. But another song about making a difference in life and being a living example, walking the talk instead of just talking it. And I think that was maybe your first encounter with me when you saw my video, A Living Example with Obama.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, so that was my first video. That was fun. So I'm looking forward to doing many more. But yeah, Living Example has been kind of like the anthem of my first CD.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting ready to play that right now. Living Example by DJs.
word of mouth only. You gotta be living, got to be a living example. Any other way, and we truly won't be a living example for you and me. A living example. That's what I have to be.
Couple of notes in there, it had me going. You know
all
what
right.
I'm saying? It had me saying, look at this up.
Yeah, I always say a prayer before I hit that note live.
But as you hit it, you hit a couple of them, and I was like, wait a minute. You went on this one. Wait a minute. Yeah, you hit that
that's
one.
That's that Tina Marie influence.
Yeah. Well, you almost had that, what's her name? Melba Moore, because you almost held that for about 2-3 minutes, huh?
Okay.
You know how Melba Moore do it when she sings. You remember back in the day, right? Or you been?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen her in a play, a gospel play, when she holds the note about 20 minutes? So,
oh,
yeah,
God,
I'm
no
you,
kidding. No
you know,
kidding.
Man, she hold that note all day. I was like, yeah. I be holding my breath, talking about, take a breath, trying to be
I
with
know.
You.
That's how Bill Withers, one of his songs, Lovely Day, he just kept going.
When he hung on to Lovely
Day. Is he breathing?
Right. Yeah. Well, that's how Melba do it. And I think with you probably could do it, too. You put your mind to it.
There you go.
That's a good song.
I'd have to focus.
that's a good song. So where can I get these songs? Where can people hit you up at to get in contact with you? And also, I'm out there. Tonight I've been very influenced by the two guests that I've had. I'm going to have to send you some beats as well. Because I'm going to see what you can do with them. Yeah, because I make beats all day long too as well.
Yeah.
Now, how do we get in contact with you and get your CDs, matter of fact?
Yes, well, actually my sister and I have a joint project together. She writes a book for every CD that I do, and each of her chapters is based on the song title. So, because, of course, there's only so much I can say about an inspirational or spiritual message in a song. So what she does is she elaborates on the spiritual message in a chapter in a book. So the first CD, A Musical Messenger, her book, the companion text, is called Messages to Awaken Yourself. And you can get those at DoubleDoseSisters.com. That's me and my sister, and it's interesting. Her and I are 17 years apart, and we are truly, truly soul sisters, and I always say we're twins because even though we're 17 years apart, we are so much alike, and she is my best friend on the whole planet. So we're doing another joint project together with the second CD and another book. So Double Dose Sisters. That's my sister and I, DoubleDoseSisters.com. You can get the book and the CD.
Okay. Yes, and Dose is spelled D-O-S-E?
That's correct.
Okay, cool. Well, I wrote it down. So I got to go get it.
Cool.
And you got a MySpace page as well, so.
I do, I do. It's MySpace.com/ DJazz, DEEJAZZ 111, DJazz 111.
Cool. And I'm so glad that I had you on the show. I'm so glad that Anae hooked me up with you and said you're very talented. And as I listen, I'm very impressed again, as if I was on your page again.
Thank you. Who hooked you up with me, you said?
Anae Satori. Satori.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Satori, yeah, yeah.
She was a sweetheart. She was on my show a couple of shows back, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to thank her.
She told me about you, and I went to the page and checked you out, and boom, you was bad. I was in there, yeah, yeah, I'm feeling this. And now I got to go get the book and the CD, which is a good idea. And the music that you put out is very positive. It's almost like gospel music in a way.
But it's very inclusive. It's very inclusive. I don't want to, you know, call any names, you know, Jesus or anything like that.
Right.
You know, even though I'm in love with Jesus, but I just want to include all religions. You know, it's more of a spiritual thing religious thing. Yeah.
And I felt that.
Thank you. Thank you. I sure appreciate you having me on your show, TAZ.
Yeah, it's real good. And like I said, I'm being inspired tonight by the two guests. I will be sending you a couple of beats and see what you could do with them, see if you can. You might could play against them or whatever. And if you ever need me to do any, just some background, where you can pick down some.
Do you sing?
A lot of people say I do, I don't. I say I don't. I usually do more hip hop.
Okay.
And more hip hop like jazz, sort of. And my boy calls it jip jop instead of hip hop. With the jazz.
With the jazz flavor.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You know my wife ran and registered that name real quick, like.
Okay.
Yeah, trademarked that name. She had to have it by herself. She said, "That's a name for your music. That's what you do." And I said, "Yeah, okay."
Got your own genre.
I guess.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad to have connected with you, and we will definitely do this again when you have I'm sure you're gonna have like 15 more projects out in a minute. So,
I'm trying to do it over and over again, yes.
Yeah. And you go and perform too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Travel around and perform. Yeah.
And the performance schedule is on your MySpace page as well?
Well, I haven't set up one yet. I haven't set up any tour dates. I'm focusing on getting the CD complete. It'll be out the 1st of March, the new CD. But the first CD is still available right now.
All right. Good work. DJs, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
I will be getting in contact with you.
All right, TZ. Take care.
You too.
All right.
To end this show, I will play one of my songs with Miss V. It's called Used to Be Down. And that will end the show, and I'll talk to y'all next week. One love, stay safe.
I used to be down. with you.